pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, notification of Open Meetings Act and meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414, is posted on the back wall of this meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take actions. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson. Fowler. Pennington. Jeff.
Here.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. And I have excused absences for directors Phil Davidson, Tim Fowler, Josh Henningsen, Tim McCormick, and Rich Teaser. All right. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
Second.
Flip flop there. Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item eight, agency association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service report. Is a written report by Kristen. Please check that out if you haven't already. Well done. Item 8B, Catalyst Public Affairs Legislative Report, Tim Gay. Hi, Tim.
Thank you. I'll be fairly brief today, but last time I visited with you was January 11th, which was day seven, and today's day 25 of a 60-day session, so I was zooming along pretty good. Complete opposite of last year, I'll tell you. It's like every year is different. Last year, of course, was a filibuster every single day, all day, and it's slow. This year, they're just going through everything very quick. As I told you, there are about 650 bills put in this second session, and they're having all these hearings. Each bill gets a hearing. They're having those through the end of February. So we're seeing some of these committees with 10, 15 hearings going on in one day. They have lowered the time where you can testify from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. So just move it along at the speed of light. We started every Friday, and you'll see this tomorrow, and hopefully you saw it last week. What we're doing is just a weekly summary, and then send out this list of bills that you can click on and follow if you want. And then I'll bring up a few bills here today. But anyway, that's kind of what's happening. We'll know a lot more. Next Wednesday and Thursday is, Wednesday is the day to put in for a speaker priority bill. You have to write a letter, and there's 25 of those that will be put in. So that will narrow down kind of what they're focusing on. And then a lot of the senator priority bills have to be in by Thursday. So we will know senator and committee priority bills. So we'll know all the priority bills middle of next week, towards the end of next week. From here on out, they're just doing four-day weeks. So they usually take a Friday or Monday off, depending on the holidays that are in those months. But that will really narrow it down to about 100 bills. And I think then they'll get be done, do full day debate, and kind of follow a lot of things. So next time I may have quite a bit for you. Upset that Director Teaser is not here, because just yesterday they passed a bill from last year that he would appreciate. That y'all would, actually. But it's an Noxious Weed Control Act, where they appropriate funds to get rid of vegetation in the rivers and all that. Anyway, the bill is 218. Senator Ibach put it in. And what it does, it puts in $5 million per year, $5.2 million per year to remove some of that vegetation around the state. So that was something that Senator Hughes, remember, always put in. She actually represents that same district, so I'm sure he'd probably chirp in her ear too. But they did appropriate that for 2024, 25, and 25, 26. So that's in the budget, and that will be a good thing to have. It's been a little slow as far as just natural resource committee bills go. There's only about 40 of them over the last 2 years, whereas just in education had 120, Health and Human Services 116, Judiciary had 193. So you could see some of these committees get really bogged down with a lot of bills. So that's kind of what we're waiting on. They can get by with a couple bills a day, you know, whereas others are doing 8 or 10 or more per day. So other than that, I've been helping John when he needs help connecting. He was just down today talking to Senator Linehan about budgets. I brought that up way earlier in the year about your budgets. You dodged a bullet, thanks to Dean probably as well. The NRDs, you know, there's talk about taxing authority and some of those things. That didn't happen. Dean Edson, as far as the industry, testified in opposition to some of the lids that are being put in on LB 1414 is a big lid bill for all municipalities and all taxing entities. So Dean was in opposition to that. John spoke a little bit today about, you know, that's probably deals more with bigger, the cities, counties, and some of those things. So we'll see if we're trying to get you out of that conversation and just see how it goes. If you were to stay in it, it's a lid from who knows what. They're developing this thing from 1% to 3% and then takes care of some growth. So in a growing area, Omaha, Sarpy County, whatever, where you'd get some of the growth, like new buildings, new construction, and those things. The re-evaluation, though, would be kind of taken out of this, the way we understand it. And then another bill on the valuations, they're working on that, too. Either way, all these things have to move at once. You probably saw in the news about the taxing entity where we're going to raise the sales tax to provide property tax. This is all related. I won't get into it here because we're still figuring it out. But anyway, it's all related. So if one of those pieces doesn't go, I'm kind of wondering if all these don't go. Worst case scenario is some kind of lids without thoughtful how to replace revenue. I think you guys are in good shape considering your property tax base. You should be fine. But anyway, so those are things we're following. If you have anything else to follow, of course, you know, let John know and happy to follow it for you or try to include it in what we're doing. And again, the list we send you is just narrowed down to this session. That doesn't take in all last year's that we were following those, but it's just, it'd be a huge amount. You know, you were at the NARD hearing. There's a lot of bills out there that they're following. So with that, if there's any questions, happy to try to answer.
Any questions for Tim?
Just a brief one. How is it determined who gets the weed money for the Director Teaser bill?
You know what, Director? Yeah, I do not know how they do that.
Okay. It goes, they're gonna appropriate money, but how is it distributed, I guess?
State, and then the weed management areas submit for a grant to get part of that. So the Lower Platte weed management area submits to get a certain amount of that money back to our group.
So every NRD could do that, or
it's weed management areas, which are different. And
sure.
Not all the NRDs participate in those.
Okay.
As far as I understand.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
But it mentions Phragmites, so.
Oh yeah. I'm sure Richard
can be Rich got that in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Something tells me Teaser will be all over that.
He's gonna love it today. He wasn't here. So okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Item 9 is a public hearing. It is 4:11. Call to order the Papio Missouri River NRD public hearing on the establishment of an acquisition of real property for the Beltline Trail Phase 3 project. Item 2, appointment of hearing officer, general manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Away, Chairman. Evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice as part of the public record. Explanation and the purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with the Nebraska Revised Statute, Section 25-2504 and Section 2-3234.04. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the Beltline Trail Phase 3 project, the reason for selecting this particular location, and the necessary considerations for establishing this recreational trail. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, it has the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer. Agenda item 5, identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2, proof of publication of the hearing notice, which was listed in the Omaha World Herald January 29th and February 1st, 2024. Exhibit 3 is the notification to the Omaha Municipal Land Bank. Exhibit 4 is a Beltline Trail corridor map. Exhibit 5, Beltline Trail Phase 3 parcel map. Agenda item 6, explanation of the purpose and scope of the project area requirements.
Thank you. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District is proposing Beltline Trail Phase 3, which is generally located at Hamilton Street and Military Ave in Omaha, Nebraska. The purpose of this project is to construct a trail which will provide recreation, active transportation, including walking, running, and cycling, and access to natural resources for public use. The location of this trail was selected based on the community benefits that will come from making improvements along a former railroad corridor, including recreation and natural resources. This route is desirable as a trail based on the physical characteristics of the area and connectivity to several locations of community interest. For this project, it is necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the trail. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands related required for the Beltline Trail Phase 3 project. The district is currently looking to acquire approximately 7 acres of property for this project. The trail length will be approximately 0.67 miles. If we can put the Beltline Trail corridor map on the screen, it should be the first attachment. Give me the other one then. On the screen is the overall Beltline Trail corridor map showing the phase three portion in the lower left, located at Hamilton and Military and running approximately 0.67 miles to the northeast. This corridor map shows all 4 phases of the project that are currently planned, including phases 1 and 2 that have already been constructed. If we can go to the other map. This map shows the parcels that are anticipated to be acquired for Beltline Trail Phase 3. Can you zoom out just a bit? There we go. There are six parcels identified. Adjacent to the trail, open park space and recreation features will be constructed for public use. A trailhead is planned and will be coordinated to accommodate the existing modes of transportation at the intersection of Hamilton Street and Military Ave. The Papio NRD has an interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha specifying rights and responsibilities for design, construction, ownership, operation, and maintenance. The trail will be maintained by the city in the same manner as other trails within the city's jurisdiction. Trail rules signage will be included with the project, along with wayfinding to help users understand and follow proper use guidelines. There are no anticipated hazards to private real property adjacent to the trail. The identified property is currently owned by the Omaha Municipal Land Bank, who has been notified of the date, time, and location of this public hearing. Property adjacent to the trail is planned for recreation uses and community-focused improvements. The anticipated cost of acquisition of the real property is approximately $90,000. This acquisition is from a willing seller. Eminent domain may be used if there is not a willing seller and good faith negotiations are not successful.
Thank you, Eric. Hearing item 7, received testimony and statements. Is there anyone from the public like to provide any statement or testimony in the public hearing? Second, is there, once again, anybody from the public? And third and final time. Seeing none, agenda item 8 is reception of the exhibit, and the hearing adjournment is 4:16 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Item 10, Subcommittee Reports. 10A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of the February 6, 2024 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes in the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, Contract Amendment with UNL for the Know Your Well Program. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment to the research agreement number 141678 with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln for the Nebraska Know Your Well program, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Not many of us here. Roll call.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 10A2, Contract Amendment Number 2 with EGA for the Beltline Trail Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment Number 2 to the Professional Service Agreement between the District and Earhart Griffin and Associates for the Beltline Trail Project for the maximum amount of $208,998.54, bringing the total maximum not to exceed contract amount to $847,764.54, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors?
Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Ruthless efficiency, Director Conley. Item 10B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 6, 2024 meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1A, Land Acquisition for Dam Site 12, Roy Posh Residuary Trust, Tract 1. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from the Roy L. Posh Residuary Trust, Tract 1 for Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $1,369,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors?
I have one question. How many acres for this?
Let's see.
Off the top of my head.
It is
18.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori.
And is this, we'll be using all 18 acres here?
Yes. I can't read my head shake on record.
We had a map. We had a map on Tuesday. Where is that? Is that still in here?
Yeah, it's in the packet. It's back on there. FEL agenda. I think it's still
under FEL. Ted, if you want to see it, you can see the maps.
It's on the back side of the, it should be in your packet, the FEL subcommittee.
While you look at that, any other director questions?
Yeah. Okay. Is this in line with what we've been paying for other things in this area?
Yes, unfortunately.
Has the market changed at all over the last year or two since we purchased?
Not according to the appraisals we've been getting, but I haven't talked. Brent, do you have any insight?
Not in that area. We got the appraisal, I think it was dated for end of January of this year.
Do we know, have there been other purchases in that area for this amount other than NRD?
Yeah, I can, I've got the comparable sales over here. I'll just take a quick look.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, there were two purchases in for 70, over 75,000 per acre. There's another one in April of 23 that was less, but I don't have the adjustment chart for where I'll, the appraiser got to equal it out to 75,000.
So you don't know how, in April of 23, you said? You don't know how much it was?
Yeah. It is 56,625.
This, we're going to pay 75 for something that comparable was 56 not very long ago?
Well, it's when he does the comparable sales, he gets like 15 sales and then evaluates right. them and adjusts them through a grid just because they're not all the same type of property
right.
and accessibility. But his conclusion was it was the 75.
Okay.
Brent, wasn't there two over 80?
No, it was just, there was two over 75.
Okay, over 75, okay.
Are you okay, Director Japp?
I have no more questions.
Okay, all right. Anyone else? Okay, roll call. Thank you.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
No.
All right, item 1B.
Excuse me, Director Bradley. Just looking ahead at the resolution, it looks like that there's a number missing in the purchase price.
Saw that.
Yeah, so when you read it, it should be $2,788,500. Apologize for that.
8,500. All right.
2,800.
Before I get going on the long-winded one. All right, are we ready now? Item 1B, land acquisition for Dam Site 12, Daniel DeGraff. Nathan DeGraff, Melissa Dianovich, Stephanie Lynn, Ellen Moss, Ethan Posh, Lauren Posh, and Logan Posh, Track 2. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing the purchase by the district from Daniel DeGraff, Melissa Dianovich, Stephanie Lynn, Nathan Rihanna DeGraff, Ellen Ann Moss, Ethan Rowe Posh, Lauren Marie Posh and Logan James Posh, joint owners for Track 2 for the Dam Site 12 project for the purchase price of $2,788,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments or questions on this item? Staff? Directors?
I'm assuming, is this the same per acre or is this different?
Same.
Same? And it's right beside the other stuff, basically, right? Okay, thank you.
Okay, roll call.
Bond.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
No.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Is my report.
Thank you, Director Bradley. Item 10C, ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for Big Papio Tributaries Culverts Rehabilitation Project. Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved in the minutes of the February 6th, 2024 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection committee for RFP for the Big Papio Tributaries Culverts Rehab Project are accepted and incorporated in these minutes. The following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Initial screening for the consultant, recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with HDR Engineering Incorporated and Houston Engineering Incorporated in the order presented on March 7th, 2024, starting at 4 p.m. The committee so presents to the board.
Okay. Any public comments on this? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Item 11, Treasurer's Report, Director Patrick Bonnet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay claims listed in the January 2024 financial report and to any claims made prior to the next board meeting, taking items A through J all-inclusive, and be it further resolved that treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the Washington County, Dakota County, Thurston County Water Supply System, the Elkhorn River Stabilization Project, Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, the Western Sarpy Drainage Project, Billion Creek Watershed Project Partnership, the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Project bills listed on the January 24 financial report and future claims for project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Okay, second. Seconded by Director Bradley. Public comments, staff, directors. Roll call.
Conley.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Bonnet. Item 12, Chairman's Report. I just have a few items. First of all, the NARD Legislative Conference was held January 23rd and 24th in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm proud to say that we had near 100% attendance. I believe we had 10 of 11 directors there and lots of staff, so thank you for that. That was very nice to have everyone there. Productive meeting. Of course, Tim Gay just gave us a further update to where they're at down there in Lincoln. Director Thompson, do you have anything to add on this item?
Usually these breakout sessions include a wide variety of options, and the ones I attended were educational. The maintenance of dams, for example, I didn't realize everything that's involved in that, but obviously part of our responsibility to maintain dams, all the dams that are declared high hazard and low hazard and so on. So it's always good to pick up a few things. A couple others I would not have begun to approach or try and pay attention because of subject matter, but there's a good variety of stuff.
I agree. Very, very well done conference. Thank you. Let's see here. 12B, the NARD Washington, D.C. trip, March 18 through 20, 2024, will be attended by Directors Patrick Bonnet and Tim McCormick, so we'll look forward to a report on that. Thank you for going. We really appreciate that. A few more items. If you give blood, you've probably been getting lit up lately. There's a pretty massive shortage, and the Papio NRD is stepping up yet again with a blood drive on Tuesday, February 20th from 9 to 3. Nicole can help you get you signed up if you care to do that. And also, the Airman's Attic at Offutt Air Force Base, the food pantry that we continue to support, is in dire need of peanut butter, jelly, cereal, granola bars, fruit cups, and spaghetti sauce. So if you care to support that, I would certainly appreciate that as well. Thank you. Item 13, General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The I&E team has partnered with Radius, an organization specializing in providing crucial treatment for high-at-risk youth in the metro area. The I&E team will be leading periodic presentations, offering students the chance to discover natural resources and engage in nature-based experiences that we often take for granted. No personnel miscellaneous items to report. The report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report. The meeting was held January 25th. The next meeting will take place February 23rd. Real quickly, as Tim mentioned, things are moving along in the legislature extremely quickly. I want to thank staff for their response. So I literally get a call over the weekend, and they want the information Monday morning. And so from Carrie to Amanda to Jean to everyone, and Jennifer on advertising what the district does. So we respond extremely quick, and they very much appreciate it. If you don't respond, you're left out. So they basically say, how does this affect your agency? How does this affect your budget? If you don't give them information, then they move on. And the way they're voting, you definitely want to be a part of those conversations. So I want to thank everybody for being very responsive. It doesn't matter, evening, weekend, whenever, they are always there. So we are definitely always a part of the conversation. So I appreciate that. That concludes my report.
We do have the best staff. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, question for John. For years, we've been hearing the Petroleum Creek Watershed Partnership Report, the Sarpy County Watershed.
You mean the Southern Sarpy Watershed?
Yeah. Do we need a report on that? Are they meeting regularly and in the same format as a Papio?
They meet regularly. I suppose we could include that report if you wanted to see it. So, I mean, they do meet regularly. It's a different results and different tech mitigation and things we're working on there. But yeah, we can include that report too.
I've not seen any kind of report, so I don't
know if it's valuable or not. No, we could do that. It definitely will help keep you up on what's going on. So we'll incorporate that. No problem. Lori handles both. So.
No,
Ian. Oh, okay, Ian, we gave you another report. All right. And we'll just add it together.
See if it's worth anything. I know it's worth something. Don't get me wrong. But for our benefit to see what's going on.
Sure, no problem. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ian. Item 14, informational items, February 10 through 14. Let's see, that's next week. Tim will be in San Diego. No surprise there, Tim's traveling, but he'll be representing the NECD, so that's good. President's Day, February 19th, and of course, our next meeting will be held March 14th at the NRC. So with that, we are adjourned.